Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Text for our meditation this morning is from our gospel lesson from Luke chapter 14, where we hear Jesus' words, "For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost?" This is our text. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, our living Lord and Savior, a couple weeks ago, our refrigerator was acting up. We've got one of those nice refrigerators that has the display on the front, and you get the ice and water right out of a panel on the front door. And we use that feature on a daily, if not an hourly basis. So when the thing was stuck on water and it wouldn't let me get ice, that was a major disaster in our household. I mean, a major disaster. So naturally, I started looking at what it would cost to get a new refrigerator. I checked online at Best Buy. I stopped down on Durand at Grand Appliances, where we bought our last few appliances. I checked at Costco and even stopped at Home Depot to see who had the best prices. Because isn't that the first thing that we do when we're considering buying something new? Not only do you have to find the right make and model, but you need to find out how much it's going to cost. That's just the world we live in. Everything that we have has a cost attached to it. You want to buy a house? It's going to cost you. You want to buy a car? It's going to cost you. You want to have children? Oh yeah, there's a big cost attached to that. Nothing is free in this world except for the air that we breathe, and sometimes I think there's somebody out there trying to attach a cost to that even. So what does it cost to be a disciple? What does it cost to be a Christian? Imagine for a moment that you're new to Trinity. And you've come and visited with us a couple of times. You feel comfortable here. And so you fill out a little form or you give Pastor Ganey or myself a call. And one of us comes over to visit with you for a while. We chat about with you about your family, and we chat about the history of Trinity, and we talk a little bit about what Lutherans believe, and finally I hand you one of those maroon anniversary books we had made up a few years ago, as well as a membership application. And as I hand you that membership application, I tell you, just fill that out and turn it into the office. Or give it to me the next time you're in church, along with a copy of your taxes from last year. No, we don't really do that at Trinity. But in some churches they do. Some churches require you to tithe, to give 10%. And in order to make sure that you do, they require you to turn in a copy of your taxes. So in some churches, there is a cost to becoming a member. There's a cost to being a disciple. There's a cost of being a Christian. In our text for today, Jesus is talking about the cost of being a disciple. And no, he doesn't say that you've got to give 10% of your income in our lesson for today. Actually, from our text for today, the cost for discipleship is a whole lot more than that. In order to be a Christian, according to Jesus in our text, one has to hate his own father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, even his own life. In order to be a disciple, Jesus says that we need to bear our own cross. In order to be a Christian, we need to come after me and follow Jesus. And in order to be a Christian, we need to renounce all that we have. Now I ask you, which of you is willing to do all of that? You know, all weekend, nobody has raised their hand. I wonder why. How many of you are willing to give up your family and pick up your cross as you go out the door and leave today and follow Jesus and renounce all of your possessions, even that fancy refrigerator that gives you water and ice out of the door? Well, we know in the Lutheran Church that we are saved by grace through faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that faith is a free gift given to us by the Holy Spirit, working in God's Word and through the sacraments. So how can there be a cost to being a disciple of Jesus Christ? Well, what we need to do is to look at how we become a disciple of Jesus in the first place. How exactly does that happen? Well, from the foundation of the universe, God planned on sending His Son, His one and only Son, into this sinful world in order to die on the cross, to pay for and to forgive all of your sins. And that's exactly what Jesus did. The perfect, sinless Son of God gave up all of His power, all of His majesty, and He was born in a stable in Bethlehem in order to die a terrible death on a cross just outside of Jerusalem. So the cost for you to become a disciple was Jesus' blood. It was Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. That's what it cost you to become a disciple. So the reality is that it has cost you nothing to become a disciple, but it cost Jesus everything. He gave up everything in order for you to have your sins be forgiven and for you to be handed eternal life on a golden platter. So if our salvation is free and is totally based on the shoulders of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, why does Jesus in our text for today tell us that we have to give up our family, we have to pick up our cross, we have to give up all of our possessions and follow Him? The reason is that while becoming a Christian is free, once you become a Christian, life isn't always going to be easy. Think about it. New Christians have a hard time relating with their non-Christian family members because those non-Christian family members just do not understand their newfound faith. The world around us certainly does not understand and for the most part brands us as hypocrites because of our faith. Because of our faith, we face struggles at work. Because of our faith, we face struggles with our friends. Because of our faith and what we believe, we have trouble finding appropriate stuff to watch on television. I mean, even the news is enough to make us go crazy. Now, your television evangelists, they're going to preach to you a theology of glory. And they're going to tell you that as a Christian, everything is going to be better. They're going to tell you that once you become a Christian, you're going to feel better about yourself, that your marriage and family life is going to be perfect, that you're going to excel in business, that all of your relationships are going to be better. And yet we see from our text and from the Bible today, that teaches us a theology of the cross, where we as Christians naturally take up and carry and bear the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we follow Jesus to Calvary. So what Jesus is telling us in our text today is that it's a matter of priorities. If we keep God first in our lives, then we are naturally going to love our church family. And we are naturally going to love our extended family at home. And we will endure the struggles in life with God right by our side. He will be helping us to carry that cross. He will be helping us as we endure those struggles to keep the Ten Commandments, not to get to heaven, but to show God how much we love Him and that He indeed is the first priority in our life. What's it going to cost? Do you need a new refrigerator or stove or microwave at home? It's going to cost you. Do you want to become a disciple of Jesus Christ? It's not going to cost you a thing, but you are going to struggle. Fortunately, we found out, I just replaced the filter in my refrigerator at home, and in a couple of days, the whole thing cleared itself up. It's working just fine. I can get ice and water out of the door. But what is it going to cost you? You want to be baptized here at Trinity? Guess what? It's totally free. You're going to receive the Lord's Supper in a few minutes. Guess what? That's totally free as well. In the Lord's Supper, you receive the forgiveness of sins, eternal life and salvation. You get the Holy Spirit, and guess what? That's all free. It's already been paid for by Jesus Christ on the cross. Jesus has paid for everything. But because of your faith, there are going to be struggles. The good thing is that our Lord walks by our side every step of the way. Our Lord's holy angels are with us and watch over us and protect us every single moment of our life. The life of a disciple of Jesus Christ is not easy. But as we carry our crosses, Jesus promises, I will never leave you or forsake you, and that no one will snatch you out of my Father's hand. In Jesus' name, amen.